say someone can't hear. Someone can't hear anything at all. You say he's
deaf.
And say if a man had been out working in the sun and takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, "Look how much I
sweated."
And a little sore that comes to a head is called
rising.
Okay, anything else?
A boil.
And when a boil opens, the stuff that drains out is called.
Oh, it's called the matter.
Okay. And say, what about in a blister?
Well, you blistered yourself.
Uh-huh.
By the sun or a burn.
Uh-huh. What about when you open it, that stuff that comes out?
Matter.
Okay. And same thing in a blister or in a boil?
No, a blister of water runs out more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And a boil of the matter runs out. Poison.
And you say a bee stung me in my hand. Did what?
Well, you say it stung me.
Yeah, and then my hand
swelled up.
And you say it's still pretty badly
swollen.
And you say, or you might say, if it's not infected, it probably won't.
Won't be.
Won't do what? Won't.
Won't hurt.
Okay. And say someone got shot or stabbed. You say you had to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And you know, sometimes the wound doesn't heal back right. And you know, you get that sort of, it's got to be cut out or burned out.
Yeah. Be cut out or burned.
Do you know what they call that?
I guess they call it operating.
Uh huh. But when they get that sort of white stuff around the wound and some kind of flesh, if you.
Well, pound flesh grows in some time or so.
Okay. And if you had a little cut on your finger, you might put this brown liquid on that stinks. That'd be.
Well, there's a lot of that. Stinks.
What about the kind that stings?
Well, turpentine stings.
Uh-huh. What else? What might you have in a medicine chest?
We have liniment.
Mm-hmm.
And we have camphor vanique. It don't smell too good.
Uh-huh. What about that brown stuff, though, that hurts when you put it on?
I don't know.
Have you ever iodine?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Iodine and curicone.
Well, okay. And what about a real bitter medicine?
Well, that's quinine.
Okay. Did you used to ever have to
take
that?
Oh, Lord. I wish I hadn't ever had to take none of it. It'd make your head roar. You look like freight trains coming through it.
Oh, really?
Sure. We used to have to take it if we had a fever.
How would you take it? Just
put it in a cap. You seen capsules?
Uh-huh.
Well, you open it and fill it full and take it.
How could you taste it?
Well, if that melted, if you got some on the outside of it, you know, and didn't get it off, that's where you kicked it.
Mm. Sam, you might say he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he...
What kind of disease he had?
Or what he died.
What he died with.
Okay. And the place where people are buried is called...
Graveyard.
Okay. And the thing that they put the body in is the...
There's a coffin. And then a box, and sometimes they put them in vaults.
Uh-huh. Anything, do they still call it coffin nowadays?
Casket.
Okay. And, do you ever hear that box that they lower the coffin in called anything?
Well, a vault sometimes.
Uh-huh.
They have vaults and lower the coffin in it.
Uh-huh. Think about wooden overcoat. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
You know, they put a box down.
Well, that's a wooden box. They put and then put the coffin in it and sheds all up.
Uh-huh. Do you call that wooden overcoat?
Wooden box. Uh-huh. I always call it.
And, so he was a real important man. Everybody, when he died, everybody came to his
funeral.
And, in a funeral, when people are all dressed in black, you say they're in
mourning.
What if they just completely lose control of themselves?
Well.
What would you say about that?
I wouldn't know, because I've seen people do it.
Uh-huh.
I've seen them faint and fall and everything else, but I don't know what they called it.
Uh-huh. Seeing carrying on or taking on. Or...
Mm-hmm.
Say on an average sort of day, if someone asked you, how are you feeling, what would you answer?
What would I answer? Mm-hmm. I'd tell I was feeling fine.
Okay. And when you're getting old and your joints start giving you trouble, you say you've got
arthritis.
Anything old people used to call it?
Well, they called it rheumatism then. Now they call it arthritis, but it's old, same thing.
Okay. And the disease that people used to get that children would die from, they'd choke up in the night.
Well, that was a croup and then a diphtheria.
Okay. And what about a disease that makes your skin turn yellow?
Well, that's shingles. We call it shingles.
What about your skin and your eyeballs turn yellow?